And we're joined now in the studio by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carbrew NAACP on what is, what has been a very, very busy week of news both locally and statewide, and more developments on both of the big things that we've been following, legal fights around what is or is not going to be on our ballot this November with the election coming up, and then, of course, locally, the debate around the future of the site where Silent Sam stood until last week Monday. Anna, thank you for joining us today.
Great. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
So let's start with the latest on this fight over the ballots, what's going to be on it, what's not going to be on it, and now where our congressional districts are even going to be, because we got a court decision from earlier this week striking down the reaffirming the earlier ruling, striking down the congressional, U.S. congressional district lines. And we're not going to know until the end of the week, but possibly in order to redraw the district lines before the November election, which is, on the one hand, and we said this last week about the ruling on the two amendments that got struck down, not the sort of ruling that you would typically see judges make right before an election like this. They try to avoid that as much as possible, but just another indication that judges are getting to the point where they're not deferring to the legislature anymore. They're saying, look, guys, you've been in power for 8 years and you have flouted the Constitution so often that we're just not going to put up with it anymore.
Exactly. And, you know, when we say that judges are starting to do that, well, really, if you think about it, this thing has worked its way up through the courts, and every court has said these are, you know, intentionally racially drawn, unconstitutional, gerrymandered districts, and we've continued to appeal. And now I think they're going to try to go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes.
The question then becomes, with these continued rulings, do you continue to elect people to what is clearly illegally drawn districts.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not legitimately our representatives because of the illegality of the underlying structure. So,
which calls into question everything that they've passed and done
exactly.
in the last few years. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And you're right. I should have said, like, we've had a bunch of judicial decisions striking down these district lines and that district lines and these other district lines. The weird thing with this particular ruling is that it comes so close to an election. Like, that's something you never see judges do. And we're to that point. We're to that point.
Yeah. And I think your frustration level on the part of the judiciary is a really right on correct analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, you could have seen in the past where they would have held off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's frustration there saying, hey, you know. So I don't know what the right decision is, because if they are redrawn, how do you get the right candidates in the right districts? And
but if you don't redraw them, we're going
but
with.
But if you don't redraw them, then you're stuck with
illegal
districts.
Perhaps
illegal. You may be stuck with different people, hopefully, in these same districts.
And the gerrymandering case is just one of several legal fights that are happening. And again, the deadline to start printing ballots is September 1st. That's just a couple of days away. And we've still got several legal cases that need to be resolved, including these constitutional amendments, which two of them, the General Assembly had to go back and rewrite the questions and revise the amendments themselves.
Yes.
And now it's back into court because we want the courts to take a look at what the General Assembly did. Because, again, no deference to the General Assembly now.
No,
we need oversight.
Absolutely not. I'm saying the NAACP is continuing the battle. They were plaintiffs in the case with the amendments. And so I think both sides are pretty well entrenched, and we'll continue to battle it out.
Yep. Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is their website if you want to know more about the local chapter of the NAACP. Of course, we'll keep following the court rulings and the court battles, which still have some hearings to go before Friday rolls around and we start to get some decisions in. So let's go locally now,
yes,
because the other big thing that we're talking about is the future of Silent Sam, and now we've got developments on that. On Tuesday, you had the Board of Governors telling UNC Chapel Hill to come up with a plan by November, so we'll have that conversation ongoing. And then we've got these protests and counter-protests that are set for Thursday, so another
yes
round of that beginning tomorrow night. So
yes,
where are you standing? Where are you
well
thinking right now on all of this?
It's interesting that the legislature, via the Board of Governors, has said, okay, Chancellor Folk, you come up with a plan mm-hmm by November. And actually, I applaud that, because I think there's been, on the part of UNC, a fair amount of obfuscating about, well, we can't make the decision. Our hands are tied. And I think they have now a green light to move forward with a long-term sustainable plan for what happens with the statue and the base and what, if anything, goes in its place, or, you know, and the thought that last year we spent almost $400,000 on security. The fact that the protests on both sides are going to continue means that not only UNC security, but the police department of Chapel Hill, along with Carborough and the Sheriff's Department, are all going to tie up resources and funding at taxpayer expense, mind you, to try to create a safe environment in our community. And when things across the state are being cut, when there's not enough funding, you have to really look at, we're paying people to protect a symbol of white supremacy. And I hope that the university takes this opportunity for real leadership. I am very concerned about the tenor of some of the folks who are seeing this as a rallying cry from in our community and outside our community. And they're, as you know, are scheduled to continue their protests this week. I am very thankful that no one has gotten seriously injured mm-hmm during this period of time. But I do worry about especially folks from outside our community coming in who don't prioritize what we think is important here in Chapel Hill.
You were at the initial demonstration on Monday when Sam got pulled down. Thoughts about the police response on that particular day?
So a couple things. First of all, a lot of people don't understand that the Chapel Hill police really don't go past the brick wall
right
unless there is pandemonium, right?
Yep.
So their jurisdiction is really the town, and the leadership for the campus comes from UNC Campus Police. I frankly felt that the fact that we came out of there with no one getting hurt says that the police maintained an environment of safety, and to me, that should be the first priority.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to endanger students and our officers by blunt force, which is what it would have taken to disperse the crowd, which was exercising their First Amendment right to protest as they were standing around the statue, I think would have led to bloodshed. And I'm frankly proud that that didn't happen.
Mm. So moving forward, we've got to have a plan from UNC Chapel Hill for that site by mid-November. And I think you're right. This is an opportunity for leadership because UNC Chapel Hill has a lot of leeway. The Board of Governors put the ball in Chapel Hill's court. The General Assembly had a special session and adjourned without saying anything. Mm-hmm. We have the precedent from Durham last year where people pulled down the statue and no one insisted that it be put back up seriously, and it's been a year and the statue's still down. So whatever that objects of remembrance law is, clearly doesn't apply or doesn't obviously apply in cases when the statue comes down as a result of a protest, which means that UNC has a lot of options. So what do you think should happen?
Well, I personally believe that we should remember the Civil War, remember why it was fought, remember the treasonous acts of people in the Confederacy, including North Carolina. But I think you can remember that without having these monuments in prominent places in our society. I find them offensive. So if it belongs in a museum, it belongs in an appropriate place if you got to have it. And I don't think the center of campus facing Franklin Street meets that criteria. So if you're talking about a historical perspective, put it somewhere where there's talking about history and talking about and even at that, putting it in a correct historical context, that these were treasonous acts of the Confederacy against the United States of America, and that it was not fought for states' rights, but it was fought for, states' right to enslave
a
other
particular
humans.
State,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so let's be real about what that stands for. And the other thing that I find so interesting about it is that, you know, most of these statues were put up way after the war, and they were put up for the purpose of intimidation to enforce Jim Crow laws. They were not put up at the time of, a memorial to those who died in the war. It was an intimidation. And I think, you know, we need to tell the true history. And again, center of campus, facing Franklin Street, not where they ought to be, if they ought to be at all.
Speaking with Anna Richards, again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is the website for the local chapter of the NAACP. Upcoming events that people want to know about?
You know, we're still really focused. And I've been talking till my voice is almost gone about turning all this concern over Sam, over gerrymandering, over power grab amendments into action of voting. And so we are very much focused on continuing to register people to vote. And I am always amazed. I think last week I talked about Reverend Barber being here, and we were canvassing door-to-door. We registered within a couple square miles in a two-hour period, like 20-plus people.
Nice.
And, you think, well, and it's, are you registered at your current address? And that's what a lot of people forget, right? So we are really focused on that. We've got a number of, we'll be at the Carborough Music Fest, we'll be at Festival, we'll be at the local fest over in Hillsboro. We're going to be at Playmakers. We're going to be at the Business Expo. So almost anywhere folks are gathered together, we're going to have somebody there ready to register people to vote. And then early voting starts on October 17th, and we're planning a big Sunday, first Sunday early voting events across Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Hillsboro. So it's one thing to sit on the radio or at home or in your car or anywhere else and to fuss about what's going on, but you got to vote.
Absolutely. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com, the website. Go there for more information. Anna Richards, sign of the times. You said Reverend Barber was in town on Saturday, and my first reaction when you said that was, oh, yeah, I'd completely forgot it because there's so much going on. And it's got to turn into action. You're exactly right.
Action.
Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thanks.